Hey, I want to jump into God's word with you as we end this year and begin a new one. Well, we won't begin a new one in this sermon. I'm not going to preach that long, but that's tomorrow night. But as we end this year, in a message that asks the question, are you crawling or climbing into 2019? Are you crawling or climbing into 2019? Let me read you a verse, but I'm going to look at a number of them with you today, as I so often do. It says this in Haggai 1:8. Go up into the mountains and bring down timber and build the house so that I may take pleasure in it and be honored, says the Lord. Now, back in the day, who's been in church for a while? Who's been in church for a while? I don't mean today, but I mean you've been around for a while. Who's been in church before we had fancy projectors and stuff like that, and everything was just pen and paper? Back in the day when the preacher preached from a book like Haggai and he said to turn to it, you used to sit there and do this. And then when he started reading, no matter where you were, you just stopped. And you just pretended like you were there. You just held it up close to you. You'd be like, I'm in Ezekiel, but I'm just going to have to trust him today. How many remember that? Who remembers that? You remember that? I know I'm not the only one who did that. I know I'm not the only one who did that. Yeah. You're like, Haggai, I don't know where in the world that is. Preacher Matthew, preacher. Yeah, come on. So we made it a little easier on you today. And in a digital, I'll tell you what, with all the digital stuff we have today, we're without excuse when it comes to the Word of God. We need to be in it because the Bible's everywhere. It's on my phone. It's on my iPad. It's on your computer. It's all over the place. So we need to be a people of the Word. Amen? Amen. So Haggai 1:8, though, it tells us that to go up into that mountain and to bring the timber down, and that God was going to do a great thing. Now, let me pray before I jump into some truths with you today. Father, in Jesus' name, we do thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord God, that you speak to our hearts through it. I pray, Lord God, as we end one year, Lord God, that you would help us to take it up in our walk with God, to be climbers. And as we look at some climbers in your word today, some passages where you tell some folks, Lord God, to go higher, to conquer some mountains, Lord God, to step ahead to what's next, I pray, God, in Jesus' name, that you would compel us to follow their lead as we follow you, Lord God. Encourage us, strengthen us in Jesus' name. Church, would you pray with me, Lord, help me to go higher this coming year in my walk with you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. There was a point in time in your life where you were about 7 months old. Do you remember it? You don't remember it. But there was a point in time when you were about 7 months old, 6 months old. And when you were 6 or 7 months old, if you wanted to get from right here to back there where Brother Saul is, how did you get there? You crawled. That was how you got there. Everywhere you went. You were fast. You were pretty good. But you crawled there. That was how you got around. And as you got to around 7 or 8 months or 9 months or whatever, you finally got to where you could reach over and you could grab what was next to you, and you got to where you could pull yourself up. And you couldn't walk, but you could stand there holding on to something. And you could hold it and you could do it. And then you got to where you could move around as long as you were holding on to something. You had to hold on to something, right? But you could move around as long as you were holding on to something. But then the day came. The day came where you got bold. You wanted to get over there. And one day you let go. And you probably fell, but you took a step. And when you took a step, what did everybody do who saw you? Oh, they clapped. They rejoiced. It's wonderful. The baby took a step. It's amazing. And you took a step and you fell and they picked you up and then they made you keep doing it and they held things out and taunted you. Come on over here and get the cookie. Come on over here and get the cookie. And it made you take steps to try to get it, and they did it as you learned. And the next thing you knew, you got to where you could walk and you could get around. We were in New York for a couple of days this past week. We went up there Christmas with our sons and our grandchildren. And we have a grandson who is, you said, don't tell you? And one coming, yes. It's true. But what if somebody's watching the video who doesn't know that yet? You didn't hear anything from me. All right, so. But it's true. Anyway, all right, so. So we have this 2-year, 10-month-old. And then Isabella is about a year and a few months or 13 months, yeah, and Isabella, she's walking around and everything, and she's like that, but they're getting around, and we got to see this, but here's what happens, and I see it with my little grandson, I saw it with my own sons, as they get to that age of about 2, 2 and a half, you went from crawling to standing to walking, but then there's something else that happens. You became a climber. And that's when you started scaring your parents half to death, is when you became a climber. Because now there was no stopping you. Now there was no stopping you. Now you could climb up onto things and get higher. And I can remember being at home and hearing something in the kitchen. And I heard something in the kitchen. And I go walking in the kitchen. And my son, who's no taller than like this, he has slid a chair from the dining room table. And he has slid it all the way across to the kitchen counter. And he has climbed up onto the chair. And he has climbed up onto the counter so that he can reach the top cabinets. And I walk in and he is standing on the counter so that he can get things out. It turns to look at me. I'm like, what are you doing? Get down from there. There's no stopping him now. Because now he's a climber. Now he can go higher. Now he can go up. I want you to know that in your walk with God today, and I want to show you this, that just as it is a natural progression for in the physical, for you to go from crawling to standing to walking to climbing, God wants you to do that in your walk with him as well. He wants us to go through a progression where we become strong in the Lord, where we grow in Him, where we increase in what we can do in our walks with God, if you will, or who we are in our walks with God. That God doesn't want us to remain crawlers, to remain as spiritual infants, if you will. He wants us to grow. He wants us to increase in Him. God doesn't want us to stay down low. And I want you to catch this. I want you to catch this statement really quick I'm going to make. A 2-foot climber can reach 5-foot goals, but a 5-foot crawler can hardly reach 2 feet. Did you hear what I just said? I said a 2-foot climber can reach 5-foot goals, but a 5-foot crawler can hardly reach 2 feet. God doesn't want us just crawling around. He wants us to increase. God doesn't want you to crawl into 2019. I believe He wants you to climb, and I want to climb into it. He wants us to reach things beyond what we've reached before. He wants that for us collectively as a church, and He wants that for you personally in your own life and in your family, for you to increase and grow in your walk with Him. God said through the prophet Haggai, He told His people, go up to the mountains. You're going to go up there. You're going to bring down timber. They were restoring the house of God. Something supernatural was going to happen if they would go higher. And each time in the Bible where a mountain is met with an individual of God who climbs that mountain, when it is an obstacle before them, always something supernatural takes place. God does something miraculous that only God can do. And I want to show you a couple of those individuals today as we jump through this together. I want to jump into the first one. I'm going to read a bunch of verses with you today as we talk about climbing this mountain. Let me skip ahead. I'm ahead of myself. This is our first one. Watch for this guy here. You've heard of him. It says, then the children of Judah came to Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said to him, you know the word which the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, concerning you and me in Kadesh Barnea. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought back word to him as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, remember he's speaking of when he went out with the spies, when the 12 spies went in and he and Joshua brought the good word back and the other 10 said, no, we can't go. Nevertheless, my brethren who went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. So Moses swore on that day saying, surely the land where your foot has trodden shall be your inheritance and your children's forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God. And now behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, ever since the Lord spoke this word to Moses while Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now here I am this day, 85 years old, as yet I am as strong this day is on the day that Moses sent me. Come on, this guy's something, amen? Just as my strength was then, so now is my strength for war. Let me skip ahead there. So now is my strength for war, both for going out and for coming in. I lost my passage. Back me up if you can in the back there. He says, so is my strength for war, both for going out and for coming in. Now, therefore, can you guys back me up one tile in the back? He says this, now, therefore, I want to show it to you. There we go. Now, therefore, give me this mountain, is what he says there. Now, therefore, give me, now I'm way ahead. Whoever's on the computer wants to get to lunch, so they're jumping me ahead to back me way up. You guys are like on my second or third point. If you guys could back me way up to those verses in Joshua, I would appreciate it. We're still way back in Joshua. Joshua chapter 14, verses 6 through 12. That's where we were. Thank you so much. Yeah. He says, "Now therefore, give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in that day." Somebody say, "Give me this mountain." That's Caleb's word. Give me this mountain. I believe something about Caleb. I believe if his mama put the Oreos on top of the refrigerator, he figured out how to get them down. I believe if she put the snacks on the top shelf, Caleb's the kind of guy, he figured out how to get to it. He's not a guy who you stopped. He's a guy who made a way. He's a guy, he's a climber. He's not a crawler, he's a climber. He'd already seen the mountain 45 years earlier, there with Joshua, as I mentioned, and the other spies. But the other spies were afraid. They were crawlers, if you will. They said, "We can't go in there. We're like grasshoppers in their sight." They said, "There's giants in the land. There's walled cities. They're stronger than we are. They're more powerful than we are. We can't go in there and take the land." But Caleb was ready to go. Unfortunately, he wouldn't get to. He was held back by those who didn't want to go higher, those who didn't want to believe God, but he never stopped. Rather than stopping, he followed God, as we saw in that passage, with all his heart. Not halfway, not sometimes, with all his heart. Was he perfect? Of course he wasn't perfect. But did he quit following God? He never quit following God. Climbers keep following God no matter what comes their way. Caleb had everybody else again. They wanted to kill him. People spoke out against him. They didn't, no, we're going to kill you if you keep saying you're going to do this. He never stopped following God. If you're going to be a climber, if you're going to go higher in your walk with God, you never quit. I didn't say you'll never stumble on the journey, but you never quit. You keep following God wholly with all your heart. And that's what he was. He was faithful to do that. He had to hang out in the desert for 40 years waiting. That couldn't have been easy, but now 45 years later, he's still a climber. He's still following God faithfully. Mountain climbers are people who wholly follow the Lord their God, even if no one else does, even if they're outnumbered, they keep following God. Give me this mountain is always the cry of their heart. Now, there will always be crawlers everywhere. There will always be crawlers in every church. There will always be crawlers in every family, in every ministry, in every place of business or organization or wherever. People who don't want to go higher. People who just want to stay where they are. They're content with the status quo. They'll always be a part of every group and any organization. You will always find them, if you will. They don't want that. Climbing could take more time. Climbing creates risk. It could disrupt the status quo. So they're content to crawl, if you will. And if you're a climber, sometimes you'll disturb them. Sometimes when you say, "No, I want us to go higher. I want to do more," it'll mess them up. That's what happened with Caleb also there when he and Joshua came back. But when you're someone who knows what God has promised you, when you're someone who is wholly following the Lord your God, you know that God has promised you that you're the head and not the tail. You know that God has promised you that you're the lender and not the borrower. You know that God has promised you that you are above and not beneath. You know that God has promised you that no weapons formed against you will prosper. You know that. When that's you, you keep climbing. You can't help it. You can't stop. You're like, "I need more. I have to believe God for more." When others say this is enough, you say it's not. You see, Kadesh Barnea, it represents something in our lives. It represents a place that is better than where we were, but not yet where God wants us to be. Are you with me? That's what that place is. The children of Israel, they're not in Egypt anymore. Egypt was a place of bondage. Egypt is a terrible place. It's a place of slavery. They came out of that place, and now they are hanging out in this place of Kadesh Barnea, but they're still not in the land that God wants them to be in. It's easy in this place to say, it's better than it was. This is better than Egypt. Things aren't like they used to be. Things got better, and then be content to say, since things are better, we can stay right here. Since things are better, we can stay right where we are. It's okay to be in this place. But listen, God's always got a mountain for you to climb. God's always got a mountain for you to climb. And in your own walk with God, you could say, you know, before we were living in sin. We were living in sin. We were bound by sin. Thank God for Jesus. He comes in. He forgives our sins. He saves our soul. We start to grow. We increase in our walk with God. We can say, well, this is better than who I used to be. I'm better than who I used to be. I'm not in that place anymore. You can't be content to stay in this place either when God wants to take you over there to that mountain. God's always got more. There's always increase. It happens in our lives personally. If we're not careful, it can happen collectively as a church. Collectively as a church, you can come to a place where we can come to places where we can say, well, this is better than it was before. We got better than things were. This is a good place to be. No, this is never a good place to be when there's a mountain to climb. Are you with me? There's always more. There's always increase. God always has something else in store for you, and we want to know that we're wholly following the Lord our God. When I first came to faith in Christ, very few families of members of mine were believers. I had a praying grandmother. Anybody have a praying grandmother? Thank God for praying grandmothers. Be one if you are a grandmother. I had a grandmother who was believing for her family. But when I came to faith in Christ, there were very few of us who were. But over the years, a number of my family members have gotten saved. My mom is a believer. I have cousins who are believers, some uncles and aunts who are believers. To God be the glory. I believe in the promise of household salvation. And God has been saving members of my family. But as I stand here, there's many people in my family who are not believers in Jesus Christ. So I could say, well, you know, here's where I was when I first came to faith in Christ. But now I'm over here, and now there's more people in my family who are believers, so it's good now. Now when the family gets together, I have brothers and sisters in Christ who I can talk with and interact. Guess what? This isn't good. I want to be over there. I want to be over there. I want to climb the mountain. I want to believe for every member of my family to be a believer in Jesus Christ. Amen? I don't want to stay in Kadesh Barnea. I want to go to the mountain. I want to believe for increase. Believe for that in every area of your life, in your ministry, in your family, in all that you do. Say, no, God, I'm going to believe you for more. I'm going to believe you for what's next, praise God. Pray bold prayers. Keep going. Keep climbing in your walk. Now, let me show you another one. That first mountain climber, he wholly followed the Lord as God. I'm going to give you a bunch of verses on this guy to set the scene, but watch him with me here, this next guy. It says this. Then Moses went up to God. Somebody say, go up to God. All right, he's our next guy, Moses. Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain and said, this is what you are to say to the descendants of Jacob and what you are to tell the people of Israel. You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession, although the whole earth is mine. Moses went up. See, the people of Israel, they were about to come to a mountain. They were about to come to the mountain where God is going to give Moses the Ten Commandments, where God is going to speak and give Moses the law. And the children of Israel are approaching it with Moses. Now, without reading the whole account, but I'm going to show you some more, I want you to understand the situation. Everyone wasn't to go up on this mountain, but they were all to come up to it. What God told Moses was bring all the people up to the mountain, and you're going to go up. But the people were still going to experience God by coming up to the base of the mountain. But let's look at what really happened with them, although that's what God wanted to do in their lives. This is from Exodus 19. It says, and the Lord said to Moses, go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow. Have them wash their clothes and be ready by the third day. I hope you wore clean clothes today. All right, so that's different though. Because on that day, the Lord will come down on Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people. So that's God's plan. God's plan is to come down and reveal himself to how many of the people? All the people. That's what God wants to do. All right. So God's going to come down. He's going to reveal himself to everybody. And here's what happened. On the morning of the third day, there was thunder and lightning with a thick cloud over the mountain and a very loud trumpet blast. Everyone in the camp trembled. Then Moses led the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. Mount Sinai was covered with smoke because the Lord descended on it in fire. The smoke billowed up from it like smoke from a furnace, and the whole mountain trembled violently as the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder. Moses spoke, and the voice of God answered him. The Lord descended to the top of Mount Sinai and then called to the top of the mountain. So Moses went up. God was revealing his glory. God is revealing his glory. He wants to reveal his glory to his people. He wants to speak to Moses. The mountain is shaking. There's smoke. It's billowing. But look at the people's reaction in Exodus chapter number 20. It says, when the people saw the thunder and lightning and heard the trumpet and saw the mountain and smoke, they trembled with fear. They stayed at a distance. Did you catch that? Where are they supposed to be? They're supposed to be up at the edge of the mountain. Where are they? They stay at a distance, it says. They stayed at a distance and they said this to Moses. Look at this. They say, speak to us yourself and we will listen. But do not have God speak to us or we will die. Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. God has come to test you so that the fear of God will be with you to keep you from sinning. But the people, look at this, the people remained at a distance while Moses approached the thick darkness where God was. So they're supposed to be there, and yet they don't want to go up there. They stay at a distance. And then I'm going to show you one final passage from Exodus 24 where it says this. When Moses went up on the mountain, the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord settled on Mount Sinai. It says, to the Israelites, the glory of the Lord looked like a consuming fire on top of the mountain. The glory of God was there. The presence of God was there. Climbers are people who want to get close to God. I want you to catch that. Climbers are people who want to get close to God. They want to experience the presence of God in their lives. They don't want to just hear about God. They don't want to just hear about what God is doing. They want God to be active in their lives. Moses' circumstances are very different than Caleb's, but there's still some noteworthy similarities here. He's greatly outnumbered, but God was on the mountain and God is speaking. The glory is there, and Moses knows, I'm going up. He's a regular person. He could have been afraid like anybody else, but he knew, I'm going to meet with God. The difference between a crawler and a climber is a climber wants to get close to God. They want to hear the voice of God. They want to know God. They want to do what is necessary to grow in their walk with God. God didn't create you to crawl. God created you to climb. God created you to draw near to Him. Crawlers do what is necessary to get close to God, to draw near to Him. Climbers do. Here's what a crawler does. Somebody who's crawling along in their walk with God, they say this, I'll come to church on Sunday, and Pastor, you can tell me what God says. That's what they did with Moses, right? You get a word from God. You come and tell us what God says, but we're not going to get too close to God on our own. God might ask me to do something I don't want to do. God might step on my toes a little bit. God might say, hey, you need to get this out of your life, or you need to get this into your life. So you know what? Let me hang back a little bit. I don't want to get too close to God. I don't want to get too crazy in this thing. Pastor, teacher, whoever, you get close to God. I'll come in and you tell me what God says. And of course, when I come to church, I come here to tell you what God says. It's from God's word. But God doesn't want you to just come in and get a word from somebody else. People who are going higher in their walks with God, they're people who are drawing near to God on their own. God wants you to pursue Him on your own. He wants you to experience His presence. He wants you in His word. He wants you talking to Him throughout the week. God wants to be with you. He wants to know that you want to be with Him. He wants you to climb. Don't settle for a distance when God wants you to grow. When I was young in my walk with God, I worked doing construction at the time, and I had to get up very early in the morning to go to work. I got up at about 4:30 a.m., and we started work at 6. With the commute, John, I got about 4:30 in the morning. I knew I needed to get closer to God. And if I set my alarm for like 3:30 so I could spend time with God, it didn't work. Because I'm not as spiritual as you, and I would fall back to sleep. I was just like, my body wouldn't do it. My body wouldn't cooperate. I couldn't get up that early. I was like, man, I know I need to read my Bible. I know I need to pray, but I just can't get up at 3:30 in the morning. It's just exhausting me. So I was like, what am I going to do? So I packed my lunch each day for work, and I had one of those Playmate coolers, and I'd have my sandwiches in there, and my Gatorade in there, and whatever else I'd thrown in there, and I started putting my Bible in my lunchbox every day. This is before you had the Bible on your cell phone, all right? I've been around a little while. So I started putting my Bible in my lunchbox each day so that when I went to work, I had it with me. So then when lunchtime came around and the crew's all hanging out eating lunch, I could hang out with the crew, if you will, and have a good time. The crew's hanging around. What are they talking about? They're talking about football. They're talking about basketball. I love football. I'm a Seahawks fan, and they're going to the Super Bowl this year. You heard me say it right here. And maybe not, but What are the Ravens going to do? Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Do you think they're going to? We'll see. We'll see. Seahawk, Ravens, Super Bowl? Yeah. So I could hang out with the crew and just talk about football. I could hang out with the crew and just talk about basketball. I like doing that, but I wanted to climb. So when it was lunch break, I would have to grab my cooler and go off and find somewhere by myself. I would have to bust it open with my sandwich and get my Bible out of my cooler and sit there because it was, you know what? I want to grow. I want to grow. I want to increase in who I am as a young man of God. And that's not going to happen from just sitting around and sleeping and eating and whatever else. If you're a climber, you discipline yourself to do what you need to do to increase in your walk with God and go higher. You keep growing. You keep growing. I want to encourage you to do that in your life. Keep climbing. Get close to God. Climb the mountain. Pray. Read, grow, do that in your walk with God. Climbers, get close. Let me show you one last climber today from God's Word and then pull them together. And it says this. He's Elijah. He's Elijah. You'll see him in here. When Ahab saw Elijah, he said this to him. Is that you, you troubler of Israel? I have not made trouble for Israel, Elijah replied. But you and your father's family have. You have abandoned the Lord's commands and have followed the Baals. Now summon the people from all over Israel to meet me on Mount Carmel. He's going to the mountain. He's headed there. And bring the 450 prophets of Baal and the 400 prophets of Asherah who eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent word throughout all Israel and assembled the prophets on Mount Carmel. What's Elijah's cry? Meet me on the mountain. A showdown is about to take place. A showdown is about to take place. I won't tell the whole story now, but many of you will recall it. And to abbreviate it, he challenges the prophets of Baal to call fire down from heaven. They're not able to do it. Elijah steps out in faith. He steps out in faith. He pours water all over his sacrifice, and he calls fire down from heaven that consumes it. Climbers are people of faith. They step out boldly in faith. They believe for the impossible in their walks with God, and that's who he was. He steps out believing for God to do what only God can do in an impossible set of circumstances. Climbers do this. They continue to believe God. I believe when Elijah was a little boy, he probably always had bruises. He was one of those kids, if you will, who you couldn't hold him back. He goes higher along the way. And when he gets in this situation as well, that's how he is. He knows, man, I'm walking by faith. I'm following God. I'm believing God. When you crawl, you don't do that. Crawlers aren't witnesses. They don't share their faith. We're afraid of what will happen. Crawlers don't go on missions trips if an opportunity comes up. They're afraid of that. I don't know about that. I don't know if God would provide or what he'll do. Crawlers are afraid to pray bold prayers. What if God doesn't answer my prayer? What if things don't go the way I want him to? They're afraid to stand up for their faith. But God is looking for those who will climb, those who will go higher in their walk with him. When you crawl with God, you're not generous in your giving. You won't be a giver because you're afraid that God won't do what he said he will do. See, Elijah puts God to the test. He believes God will honor that prayer. God will honor his word. But you hold back when you're crawling. Because you say, man, what if God doesn't supply? What if God doesn't come through? What if God doesn't move in my life? I'm left with nothing, if you will? I remember one time in my walk with God where God laid on my heart to give a month of our salary to a particular need. And I came home to let my wife know that God had laid this on my heart in prayer. And because if you believe God told you to give a month's salary away, you better tell your spouse that. And don't let them just log on to the bank account and find out all the money's gone. All right? Yeah. And you say, no, I gave it to such and such. So I came home to talk to Sarai and say, Sarai, this is what I believe God has laid on my heart to do. And Sarai agreed as well. You know what? This is a God thing. This is a God thing. But we didn't have any extra money. If we were going to give away all our salary that month, we didn't know how we would live. So the question then arises of, but how will we live? How will we pay the bills? How will we do what we have to do if we have no money this month? But we believe God wanted us to give our money to this particular need. So we step out in faith. We write the check. God, we're giving everything to you. We're giving it all back this month. It all goes to you. Do you know that month we experienced miraculous provision from God? I have great testimonies I can tell of how. I remember one time we came home and there were groceries sitting on the porch of our house, sitting outside. No explanation of where they came from. You know where they came from? They came from God. They came from God. God knew. God knew. And God had a plan to. See, I don't get to experience that great testimony of God moving miraculously in our lives if we don't say yes to him and say, okay, God, okay, God, if you want us to step out in faith, then that's what we're going to do. We're going to go higher. We're going to trust you. We're going to follow you in our walk with God. I want to challenge you in your own life to be a person of faith. Be a person of faith. Follow him with all your heart and step out in such ways, even as Elijah did as well. The question today as I pull this together is, man, as we're ending one year, as you're about to start a new one, is are you crawling or are you climbing? Where are you at in your walk with God? Are you crawling or are you climbing? Caleb was a climber. He wholly followed with all of his heart. Moses was a climber. He drew near to God. He wanted to get closer to him. Elijah, he's a climber. He walks by faith. He believes God for his word. That's what God wants for every one of us in our lives, that we're people who are passionately pursuing him. Now, my walk with God over the years, because I've walked with him for a long time, it's been a little bit like the stock market. And even if you don't have stocks, I think you'll get what I'm talking about. And that is, you come to faith in Christ, and your walk with God is often like this. Are you with me? There's some ups and some downs. There's some ups and some downs. And in my own walk with God, as I look back over my years of walking with him, there's been some high times, and there's been some dips along the way. And yet, you know what keeps happening when you keep following God? You keep going higher. And even though there's some dips along the way, even though you stumbled along the way, even though you weren't always as passionate as you were at one time, you keep going higher and higher and farther and growing and becoming stronger. And where you are right now, where I am right now, you might say, well, Pastor, right now I'm in a little bit of a dip, or maybe you're on a high end or wherever you are, but no matter what, God wants us to all keep going up. God wants us all pursuing him. God wants us all seeking him, walking by faith, and trusting him in our lives. And what I want to challenge us collectively with as a church here, as we end this year, is to end it saying, God, we're not going to crawl into 2019. We're going to climb. We're going to go higher. God, in our personal lives, we're going to follow you with all our hearts, and we're going to walk by faith. Collectively as a church, we want to follow you, and we're going to walk by faith. We're going to believe, God, for you to move as only you can. Amen? We want to climb into it. Would you stand with me? Come on, stand with me. Amen. Hallelujah. We're heading to that mountain. Heading to that mountain, if you will. If you guys would come. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, this is a good time to search our hearts. To search our hearts. To evaluate yourself and say, each of us to say, man, am I crawling right now or am I climbing? Am I just kind of fumbling along in mediocrity in my walk with God? Or am I going higher? Am I pursuing God? Am I going after him? Because the good news is God's mercies are new every morning. And if you're honest with yourself and you say, you know, Pastor, I'm kind of hanging out in Kadesh Barnea right now. I'm just kind of content to be where I'm at. And I'm not really looking for something greater or higher right now. The good news is you can always get up and start climbing. You can say, you know what, God, I don't want to stay here. I'm going to go after you. I'm going to seek after you. I want to pursue you with all my heart. I want more of you. Now, it's going to be hard for us to fit, and we're going to have fun trying to figure this out. It was a little easier in the 8:30 service, but I'm going to invite you in just a moment to step out of your seat. If you would say to God today, you know what, God, as I finish this year and I enter into a new one, God, I want to go higher in 2019. I want to increase in my walk with you. I want to follow you wholly. I want to experience your presence. I want to be a person who walks by faith. I want to climb, Lord God. I want to seek you with all I've got. You see, I want to leave yesterday behind, and I want to go forward. If that's you, I want to ask you to step out of your seat and come down and join me and just press in all around the front of this sanctuary right now. And you guys can start at any time, if you would, to play there. Just come on. Say, you know what? I'm going higher. I'm going higher. And you say, Pastor, we're never all going to fit. That's all right. We'll fit however we fit. Fill the aisle. Do what you need to do. But you say, I'm not going to stay where I am. I'm not going to stay where I am. I want more. I want more. I want to increase in my walk with him. I want to grow in my walk with him. I want more. Come on. Come on and press in all around. Press in. Spread yourselves through here and fill in all over the place. Come on and say, more of him. More of him. An increase of him. Keep coming. Keep coming. See, I'm not content to stay where I'm at. I want more of God in my life. I want an increase of God in my life. I want to climb higher than where I am right now. Come on. Keep pressing in. Keep pressing in. Keep pressing in. Hallelujah. We want more of you, God.